district's very interesting because we've seen everybody and most all the teams have seen each other. But just the last couple weeks, you know, there's been some shuffling of weight classes from some kids. I know Lennox had a couple of their guys, you know, bumped down a weight class or so. East Union had a couple kids bumped down. So we're kind of just in a wait and see, you know, mode. But, you know, we kind of made the decision where our guys are going to go for the most part. I mean, we're staying true to form. So, you know, obviously Riverside's got a tough contingent of kids. Shenandoah's got some tough kids. So, you know, I think I can tell you the 165 pound bracket, I think is going to be a pretty tough bracket. There's some good kids at 175. We'll just kind of wait and see, you know, what things transpire. But as far as, you know, we go, you know, we're expecting, you know, our Josh Nelson at 106, he should be, you know, one of the top two seeds. Both Ty Strode, Ken Stevie in there is top two seeds. Both of them are going to have very tough, state rated opponents, you know, with Brock Shahe from Mount Air at 120 and Bremen from Riverside at 26. You know, so we look forward to hopefully getting to the finals and having those matchups at those weights. You know, we moved some guys around. We got Kason Hansen down at 138. He'll be like a third or fourth seed getting through. Think he's got a good shot. Eli Harris is going back up to 150. I feel like that weight class is kind of wide open. And then, you know, we got 215 in heavyweight, and then we're going to kind of wait and see what we decide to do with Caleb Christensen, but it's probably looking like he's going to go 190 and try to get through there.